Eli, does Tom's message of stand tall resonate with you?
Yeah, I think so. I think everybody in tough situations, you gotta fight through it. You can't duck away. You can't have any give up. Yeah, keep fighting. You gotta stand up for what you're doing and raise your level of play and keep the other guys around you. Their spirits upbeat about turn this thing around.
How nice would it be to have Rashad Jennings back in the lineup?
Yeah, having Rashad back will definitely be helpful. I think Andre's done a great job at running back, but having that 1-2 punch would be a good combination. So, he was playing well for us before he got injured and does a lot of things in the pass game and the run game, so it would be good to have both guys in there.
What's the biggest problem Niners pose on defense to you?
Well, they got good players. They got a good front seven. They got a couple guys have been out, so they're linebackers. But getting Alden Smith back, it sounds like getting Glenn Dorsey back, maybe it sounds like. So they do a good job getting pressure on the quarterback. Got a good scheme and do a good job making plays.
Eli, mathematically, you're still in this thing, but you need a win just to get something going here. How can you just try to find a way to dig yourselves out?
Yeah, it's just about kind of finding a gut check and you never know what's gonna spark it and we just gotta. I think the guys know we can play better. We can make plays and feel good about what we're doing. It's just taking it to that next level and playing a little bit better.
Do you think the team received Tom's message well today about standing tall? I mean, you get a sense in the locker room.
Yeah, I mean, I think guys know what we got to do, and the guys are sticking together. Guys are practicing hard and doing the right things. We just got to, in the tough times, it's when you really got to, stay together, keep working, keep grinding, put in extra effort to ensure that we get that win.
Why do you think you guys actually have done very well in the red zone this year? Statistically, I think you're fifth or something like that. Why? What is it about the red zone that's been different, or what do you think? Why do you think you've had success in that area?
Well, I think we got to get down there more often. Would help you score more points. But I think guys we've made some plays. We've moved some guys around, put Larry outside. Had some different formations to try to get the matchups that we want, and guys have won those individual matchups, and so. We got to continue to do that. For whatever reason down there we haven't seen the mistakes or the penalties or things that are making things go backwards. We kind of stay in good down and distance and good rhythm.
A lot of that success has come from the passing game. Is that surprising for you? Like without that, consistent running game, that you guys just haven't been able to get that going, especially in recent weeks. You've still been able to have that success with the passing in such a confined area.
I think you always, you gotta be sharp in your passing game down there. The timing of things has to be well. But I think, guys have just won their individual matchups. We've kind of moved guys around, to try to get, kind of look for our best matchup, or whether you get, Larry on a linebacker or a safety or, receivers on different matchups, and guys have seemed to, win their individual, battles right there and throwing the ball accurately and on time. So we got to, hopefully we can continue to do that.